Track 5.0. Unit 5. Reading. The future of advertising. What will it look like in 10 years' time?
The award-winning film about Stephen Hawking, The Theory of Everything, has plenty of touching scenes, from the initial diagnosis of motor neuron disease to the academic brilliance and final passionate exchanges. This is a film that ticks every emotional box. But for me, the defining point of the whole film was when the proud creator of Hawking's world-famous voice synthesizer turned it on and announced, "Welcome to the future." Rarely has a single moment summed up so wonderfully the extent to which technology can change lives for the better, allowing us to interact in ways beyond any initial realms of possibility. And it's these almost unimaginable developments in technology, according to futurists, that will play a major part in persuading us what products to spend our money on. The consumer is hard to impress, and the next 10 years of advertising will be relying completely on them buying into the largely tech-driven utopian vision of making every single advertising message relevant to the receiver. So, how is this going to happen? To put it briefly, over the next 10 years, advertising will move from communicating to predicting and emoting based on human needs. According to a recent study by neuroeconomist Paul Zak, 3 out of 8 people now love brands more than their spouses. Thinking of brands releases more oxytocin in the brain, the same reaction generated when being hugged. How advertising makes us feel will become more important than how it looks, and that means personalization. By 2025, we'll have developed the technology to make the bulk of our interaction with products all about us. One example is that customer service operatives will be holograms based on what each individual finds attractive or needs. Imagine holograms in airports and train stations providing customer information. As well as this, in 2025, you'll be able to buy a robot friend and even use a small chip to measure how many times a day you blink to assess your eye health and find the perfect mascara. Driverless public transport will interact with us all individually. The term we use to describe this method of reaching each individual is immersive creativity, and the way into this is already well established through advances in virtual reality, VR. VR is big business. It's estimated the VR market will soon be worth $5.2 billion. The experience is unparalleled, taking the user into another mind-blowing world that feels real. But how will brands actually use it? That is where the imagination must take a leap, because in reality, even the experts don't know. A logical progression would be that people will be able to step into brand experiences and ads will be filmed with 360-degree cameras. In fact, there is actually a VR advert now that allows the prospective customer to experience what a hiking boot feels like when walking. This is just one technological step in the new emotional journey that brands and consumers are about to embark upon. The most used word in social media last year was the heart emoticon. But in 10 years' time, most of our words will be emoticons, and customers will give feedback in snaps. Advertisers will also know how much we like their ads because our pulses, via our smartwatches, will tell them. Every ad you see will be based on who you are. Screens and posters will display different images based on the information on your mobile, your purchase history, the brands you like on social platforms, who your friends are, your gender and your age. Already, 75% of consumers expect and want retail experiences to be personalised, and over the next 10 years, most marketing will become like the Amazon Recommends feature, only bigger. Wearable and connected devices will be providing the data to enable this targeting to become ever more detailed and clever. By the end of the 10 years, advertisers will have been mining our personal data for a long time. We'll enter a store to hear our own playlist playing and be immediately directed to clothes we've looked at in other stores. In the sci-fi film Minority Report, Tom Cruise walks past a number of digital ads that address him by name as he passes. Science fiction perhaps then, but as we have seen, not so far away from the realities that we may be confronted with relatively soon, albeit perhaps more subtle and sophisticated. But who really knows? There is not, nor ever can there be, a fixed answer. Hawking described the future as indefinite, existing only as a spectrum of possibilities. Unexpected things will occur. We don't know the names of the next big entrepreneurs, nor what the biggest platform will be in 10 years. But whatever happens, advertising in the future will be exciting, powerful, and impossible to ignore. Over to you. Comments, please. Ralph, worrying stuff, but this is going to happen, guys, whether we like it or not. John Boy, great timing. I'm to see my course tutor later about a project I'm starting next week on the very same topic, useful stuff. Jenny Wren, 11. Just want to give a heads up. Brilliant VR exhibition starts on Saturday at the BRAC Centre. Some experts will be demonstrating how the latest stuff works. Can't wait.